all the mascots of any college in the U.S.
Is that right? What's that website called?
Let's see. It's called TripsTigers.com.
Oh, I like that.
Trips Tigers, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
They must be very bored.
Yeah. Seems like come up with a lot of stuff to do on a website. So GPS is alongside, and we are live from the Conlon Center, sitting high atop center court on the eastern wall of the Conlon Center. And we'll now crank it up for the national anthem. That's right, the home of the Brave and the home of the Penguins on radio.dominican.edu. How are our levels going on over there, GPS?
Looks pretty good.
Okay, Stuart Horn, GPS alongside. And one more time, I have to bring us our intro theme from head coach Brett Tavani.
Oh,
well, I screwed that up completely, didn't I? Let's try this again now. Let's do this properly.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
I love that, GPS. I love being introduced by the coach. How cool is that?
I love the beat. It's so me.
Yeah, thank you. So the Masters College Mustangs are in the house, folks, and you're listening to it right here on...
Radio.
Wow. One more time.
Dominican.edu.
Okay. We're going to overdo that if we're not careful. All right, let's hear what this is. We're waiting for one more of our sounders to come on. Man, there's a lot going on down here at the Conlon Center. The Penguins are freaking out in the middle of the floor. There's our theme music. GPS is alongside Brandon Davis in the house, as mentioned, for the Mustangs under head coach Chuck Martin, assisted by Chris Connolly. The starters, number 3, Nick Walker, a 5'10 junior out of Houston. Number 5 is Ryan Zamroz, a 6'4 junior out of Perkasie. Ah, that's Pennsylvania. GPS, I bet you've been there.
Pennsylvania? No.
Number 10 is Joey Fuca. He's a freshman out of Danville. Number 12 is Eric Durso, a 6'5 senior out of Simi Valley. And Raphael Harris is number 22, a 6'7 junior out of L.A., GPS. You've been to L.A.
Of course.
And for the Penguins, the starters, Michael Wells, number 10, is Ari Ivantosh, number 12. Nate Rogoff gets a start at number 20. Adam Chavez, number 21. And number 44 is Pat Fahey. We are ready to get going. In the middle now for the mighty DUs is Adam Chavez. Chavez at 6'5 out of Oakland. He's in the middle, and he is up against number 12, Eric Durso, and the Penguins get the tip-off. Penguins moving from our right to left. That is from the northern end of the Conlon Center toward the southern. I see our athletics director, Roger Goodwin, is in the house. The Penguins now on offense. They swing it around the outside over to Chavez. Chavez now gets it down low to Fahey with a three-ball jumper on the way. No, he missed it right. Picked up, though, by Ivantosh. Ivantosh dribbles in. 360 spin move. Now the jumper and good. So very quickly, the Penguins are on the scoreboard with two. We're 30 seconds into this one, fans. This is a non-conference matchup tonight, GPS, but an important game against Masters. Every year, the Masters College Mustangs come into the house, and oftentimes the Penguins go down there as well. But
Do you know which part of L.A. they're from?
No, I don't. Some of the most exciting basketball in the Conlon Center ever has been against the same group of Mustangs. Well, not the same group. Now here's a jumper that shot up there by Nick Walker with a perfect little swish move, 2-2. Rogoff brings it across the timeline diagonally toward us. Here's Ivintosh. He's way outside the circle. He doesn't want to do it. He gets it over to Chavez. Adam Chavez, top of the key. Now over to Nate. Nate over to Ari. Ari high on the left wing. Now they get it back at the top of the key for the Penguins. That's Michael Wells. Now back over to Chavez. 16 on the shot clock. Wells jukes right. Now goes left. Fires out to Ari. Ari thinks about the jumper. Wells now from the right elbow. Now Chavez drives in with the jumper softly. No deep. Down with it. Oh, Chavez got it in a whistle. And the bucket goes. Doesn't count. 18:33 to go, fans. 2-2. Radio.Dominican.edu. The foul or the violation against the Penguins. So the Masters College Mustangs are going to get it back in on the far end of the court. They bring it with full court heat from the Penguins. Penguins full court pressure now across the middle. Nate Rogoff is plastered to Joey Fuca. Fui kicks it off to his left side there, Zamroz. Zamroz now has it. He drives in baseline. Now he flips it back outside Walker. Over to the right side now is Fuca. Back over to Walker. Left wing now is Zamroz, who drives in left side. Very short. Barely grazes the rim. Fahey down with it. Over to the right side now. Here's Chavez with the jumper. Horseshoe. Back at him. And the rebound is picked up by Rafael Harris, a 6'7" junior. I assume that Harris is going to get a lot of those defensive rebounds. He flips it back off to Ryan Zamroz, who takes it the length. And an easy layup for Zamroz. 4-2 DU trailing. Here's Rogoff across the timeline on the right side. He gets it back off to Chavez. Chavez, a new recruit. Here goes three ball. Fahey three. Top of the key straight away. 5-4 DU. Full court pressure now. 17.5 to go in the first. Just one game tonight, fans. And Michael Wells got tripped up. And so it was 5-on-4. They fed it indoors to Rafael Harris with an easy jumper from the right side. 6-5, DU trails. Rogoff across the middle. Here's Chavez. Chavez with a low bounce pass over to Fahey, just scored the three. Outside, right side now. Wells and a whistle. Wells had the ball. He's driving in baseline right side. Just as he got toward the lane, whistle blew. Penguins will have it on the short side now. One foul for both teams having been committed thus far. 17 minutes to go. Rogoff top of the key. Fahey goes three ball left side. Deep. And it's pulled down by Walker. It's another rebound for Walker there. The 5'10 junior out of Houston. Boy, can he jump. Super jumper there, Walker. Out on the left side. Three ball on the way. And that is good by Eric Durso, the 6'5 senior. Durso cans it from about 22 out on the left wing. Here's Nate across the middle. Now Fahey fires it back to the top to Wells. Wells back over to Nate in the left elbow. Way out there, though. Way beyond the elbow. Now he drives in. Gets it over to Fahey with a big pass. Fahey with a jumper from 18. In and out. And it's all down by the Mustangs. Now they bring it across slowly. Walker fires it off to Durso, who goes three ball again. Durso, two trays in a row. GPS. Durso has a nice move there just outside of the arc. That arc, as you know, fans, 19-9 in collegiate play, 23-9 in the pros. Just inside of 16 minutes, first half, 12-5, Penguins trailing.
Oh, wow.
Here goes Chavez, hits the side of the backboard, but the Penguins somehow come down with it. Uh-oh, Nate almost walked with it. He gets it off to Wells now. 11 on the shot clock. Wells backs up and surveys. Wells jukes left, jukes right, over to Fahey, baseline. Fahey has it stuffed to death. Now four on the shot. Here it goes. Wells for three.
Wow. Excellent shot.
That was an excellent shot. A high, majestic tray ball from Wells. A new recruit for Tavani. 12-8. Penguins trailing. Driving the lane now, Fuca. He backs up with a head fake, and up on his feet comes Tavani. Ryan Zamroz with a walk. Penguins will get it out on the long end. It's 12-8, DU trailing, 15.5 in the first half. Tavani's up on his feet already. Head coach Brett Tavani, his third season. Went to San Francisco State, 30-29 in his first two seasons here at DU. Of course, he's assisted by Coach Creation, his third. Brandon Davis is sixth. John Parker, ex-Penguin player from 03 in his first season. Parker And, of course, our strength and conditioning coach is Jeff Stanley in his fourth season. Stanley's been not just four seasons with the men's club, but he was with the women's club for a couple of years. I've been calling these games GPS 7 years. Stanley's been around the whole time. So 4 years with the men alone. 12-8, we're back underway now. Now, oh, the Penguins almost threw it away. Ari has it now. They're on the right side. He fires it indoors to Nate. Nate goes up left side, nothing. No, down with it. Check it, that's not Nate. That's Havlicek. Havlicek got it twice. He couldn't do anything with it. We're inside of 15 now, first half. Oh, almost stripped away by Nate Rogoff. Now Ari. Now back to the top, and the Mustangs maintain control 20 seconds on the shot clock. Here it is, back and forth, Walker. Walker thinks about it on the way to Durso again. That's three tray balls in a row. Durso from way out there on the left side, way in the left corner. 15-8, Penguins trailing now. Penguins scored the first bucket of the game, but since then they've trailed after the Mustangs tied it up quickly. Getting ready to come in for the Penguins is Adrian Valderrama. Now driving left side on the baseline. Fahey outside, three ball with a fake. Oh, Nathan Rogoff tried to pass it between the legs of one of the Mustangs. Couldn't do that. Came right back at him. Now under the hoop with a bullet pass. Thomas Millar, who came in, a 6'4" sophomore out of Anchorage. And Millar with some sort of a violation. Two violations, two fouls so far against the Mustangs, only one having been committed by the mighty Penguins. Getting ready to come in for the DUs is Ryan Trammell. 15-8, DU trailing this one. Fahey goes top of the key. Now he goes over to left side, Ari. Now back to Fahey at the top of the key. Now they get it back inside. Fires back outside. Three ball on the way. Nothing by Matt Ferreira for the Penguins. Ferreira came in. Fires a tray ball, but was deep. But then a foul is called against the Mustangs. No scoring in the last minute and 15 seconds. 15-8. You want to interact with us here at the broadcasting area, the opulent broadcasting area. It's complete with electricity and some pretty plush carpeting as well.
Definitely, yeah. Give us an IM.
Yeah, hit us up with an IM on the AOL Instant Messenger. DUC Radio is our screen name. Here's a three ball thrown up as the Penguins stole it away by Valderrama. He missed that one. Valderrama had a good steal. Then he followed it up with a poor shot. Foul is against the Penguins. Matt Ferreira, the junior out of Stockton. He's at 5'10", same as GPS.
5'10"?
Aren't you 5'10"? Approximately. 13:27
yeah,
to go. 15-8, fans. DU trailing this one. The Dominicans defending that northern hoop. Oh, and now a brilliant steal by the Penguins.
Not good enough.
Ari Ivantosh, and then has it stolen away. Now Valderrama steals it back. Valderrama with a layup. Oh, and the Penguins with a deuce. Valderrama goes coast to coast after a great steal set up by Ivantosh. Ari had it for a second. He stole it away. Then it was stolen away from him. Then Valderrama came in and swiped it. Now Valderrama's pumped. Now over to the right side. Go the Mustangs. Here's Durso.
Wow.
Four in a row, GPS. Four three balls in a row.
That was a very good art.
Holy cow, 18-10. Somebody's got to put a lid on Durso. That's four in a row. That's 12 points from Durso. Get him out of there. The Penguins are on top. But Durso's scoring them all. Now over to the right wing. The Penguins are back on offense. Here's Valderrama. Now they get it into Chavez. You're very excited over there, GPS. You usually don't talk on top of me.
I was like, wow, he totally got packed. That sucks.
Yeah, Chavez went up, and one of the Mustangs stuck his hand in the face, but Chavez was fouled. Three fouls for both teams, 18-10. GPS is pumped. We're only a quarter of the way through the game. Adam Chavez to go to the line. Hey, you know, Adam Chavez cut a ID for the radio station.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
oh,
he did.
Right, yeah.
Chavez back on the line now. Check it. It's Trammell. On the way, Ryan Trammell, the 6'5" junior out of Oceanside. He's a returning veteran for Coach Devaney's a bio major. Out, Havlicek. Trammell cans the first one, 18-11. He's on the way again. Rattles it home. Penguins trailing by six. And over to the left side is Walker. Brings it across the timeline. Walker now passes it off to the left. Isaac Nixon, who's coming to the game. Nixon goes between the legs. Back over to Josh Herman, who did not get the start. Over to the right side now is Walker. Walker drives in. He goes up against Valderrama. Walker goes two ball, can't get it. Penguins come down with it. Trammell with the save. Now Valderrama has it. He goes over to the right side. He hits Ari Ivantosh. Ivintosh goes three ball, but just before Ari got in the air, travel is called against the Penguins.
Hmm.
And Masters College will have it.
I didn't see that, did you?
I did not see it. I just saw the indication from the referee.
Yeah.
By the way, our referees from the NAIA, Mitch Greenberg, Brian Harrison, and Coben Lopez. And there's a push, apparently an offensive foul against Masters College. Oh, no, check it. That was against the Penguins. It was against the Penguins' Kevin Kruger. Kruger out of San Lorenzo Valley, a business major, 6'2" junior. 11:57 to go, fans. The Penguins trail by six. Masters to bring it in on the short end of the court. Masters trying to knock it into that northern hoop. GPS and I sitting high atop center court in the luxury box, as usual. 18-12, DU trails. DU now up to four fouls against Masters. Masters with only three. They're passing around outside. A good juke move by Masters.
Ooh.
Thomas Miller drives the lane, and he can't get anything. The Penguins come down with it. And the ball ends up going out of bounds off of one of the Mustangs. And Chavez getting ready to come back in. Chavez with a start tonight. Good young man. Trammell out. Chavez in. 18-12. Penguins need to make up some time right now. Here's Valderrama bringing it across the middle. He has it thrown in by Kruger. Valderrama now to Chavez. Now Valderrama out there, way out on the right wing. He thinks about it. He doesn't want to go three ball. He fires it back indoors to Ferreira. Now the Penguins just playing catch. 18 on the shot. Uh-oh. What was that? I can't believe that wasn't a travel.
That was a good hop.
That was a huge hop. And the Penguins got away with something. Here's Chavez, two ball on the way, very short. Ah, Chavez. Wanted to see him make that. Like that guy. Mustangs come down with it now across the middle of Isaac Nixon. Nixon gets into the corner now. Josh Herman goes three. Yes. Holy cow. These Mustangs are firing the three balls like crazy. It's raining threes. 21-12. Penguins better get something going quickly. Or they're going to, this is going to get ugly fast, especially if Masters keeps knocking down the tray balls. Man, oh man, Fahey scored one tray ball. Durso's got four in his pocket. Here's Chavez now. 12 on the shot clock. There's that hop that GPS likes
wow.
again. Oh!
Like
Isaac Nixon hits the floor. I wonder if the fans listening worldwide could hear that one over the microphones because every bone in his body hit the floor at the same time. In for Masters now. Three new players will get him. Rafael Harris returns. Joey Fuca comes back in. And Ryan Zamroz. All three of those guys got the start. They're back in there now. For the Penguins under Tavani. Michael Wells has come back into the game. He's back out there with Valderrama. Chavez. Fahey's back out there. And I'm missing one. GPS. Oh, I see. I'm missing Kruger. He's there. So that's 10 players. 10-19 to go, fans. 21-12. I don't like the sound of that. Here's another two-point jumper. It's a little low off the window. And Masters College picks it back up with an offensive rebound by Rafael Harris.
Yeah.
Now a two-ball goes. Boy, oh boy, that goes by Zamroz at about 18 and a half feet. He had half his foot beyond the arc, but it didn't count as three. 23-12, that's a little merciful two-ball for the Penguins. They only scored two this time. Man, oh man, I want to see the Penguins get something going. There's a travel. No. It would have been a travel, but the offensive foul, check it, defensive foul is against Joey Fuca. Fuca stuck a foot in there. 23-12. Now, when I screw up a guy's name, GPS, don't laugh over there. Or at least pull away from the microphone when you do. Here's a turnaround jumper and another stuffed shot against Kruger. Man, oh man, Harris got up there at 6'7" and just denied Kruger. Then Masters works it to the end, other end of the... The other end of the floor, where Thomas Millar goes up from the left side, a 6'4" sophomore out of Anchorage, Alaska, GPS. Hey, GPS, have you ever been to Alaska?
Oh, no.
All right. GPS is our travel expert. Wednesdays at noon, you can hear Destination X with your host, GPS. She's been almost everywhere in the world. A two-hour vacation, you can take it from your living room. Couch.
Yeah, definitely.
Flip on your computer and blam, you're gone. 25-12 is our score here. 9:35. Stuart Horn, GPS, your broadcasters for tonight's DU basketball proceedings. The athletics department sponsored here at Dominican University of California by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Frank Howard Allen Realtors, Bon Appetit, Wells Fargo, Mechanics Bank, Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Puentes Taqueria for the best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria for tacos y burritos.
I love when you say that. It's so funny.
And 7-Up. GPS is drinking one right now. 7-Up.
Yeah, it's delicious.
2512. Do they have 7-Up in Indonesia?
Yeah, they do.
Of course
really,
they do.
Do they?
Well, I don't know. You're the one who's been there. What about Dubai?
Oh, no, they don't. They only have Sprite.
Oh, they have Sprite. Okay. Yeah. Here we go, fans. We're back underway. Of course, GPS, who hosts the Destination X shows. Noon on Wednesdays, noon to 2. She's been to both Dubai and Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
She's been all over the world. Here's Fahey now with a low bounce pass to Chavez. Chavez gets it back outside Valderrama. He's at the top of the key right between the circles. Now he gets it over to the right side. Here's Wells. Wells drives in. Wells, nowhere to go. Wells with a jumper. Missed it way left. Down with it, Fahey. Bunch of traffic. Now off the glass. The Penguins go up with it for two. This is Nick Fahey. Nick Fahey, the 6-foot sophomore out of Novato. And, I don't know if... Yeah, Pat and Nick, they're brothers. They got to be brothers. Here he is. He's wearing 32 GPS. And he misses the first free throw and takes a low five from Wells. You know who else wore number 32? O.J. Simpson. 25-12 when he was with the Bills. 9:05 to go, fans, in the first half. And the second one goes down for Nick Fahey. And if you'd like to interact with us, you can do so right here at the Opulent Broadcasting Area where GPS is standing by to accept your IMs and give a shout-out to anybody you might want to give a shout-out to. And GPS is the one that gets those IMs. She edits and now a whistle. So keep them clean, please. 8:46 to go, 25-13. I see IMs are just flowing in now. GPS is over there typing away at a feverish pace. 25-13, 8:46 to go. All right. I've been made aware that a certain someone out there in the world is listening. And we'll get to those shout-outs in a minute. 25-13, Penguins back on offense now. They spin it around the outside. Here's Valderrama, and he goes top of the key. Chavez, two drops. Chavez goes in, and he is stuffed to death by 22. Rafael Harris again with a defensive stop. Harris is a 6'7" junior out of Antelope Valley College, so a transfer student. Chavez goes to the line again, and while Chavez does, it's time to give a shout-out to Olive Lee, Lola Claire, Curla, Tom, Nate, Beansy, Tootie. First one goes for Chavez. Pixelation sensation. Piper. I know I'm forgetting somebody. 25-14, and he cans both of them. So the Penguins are back in this thing. 8:23 to go. So big shout-outs as we are broadcasting worldwide. 6.5 billion people potentially listening at this very moment. Oh, my goodness. Eric Durso with another three balls, five in a row. GPS, he hasn't missed it. And that one is about 23 feet, 28-15. Oh, Durso is just killing the Penguins tonight, making the Penguins look foolish. Penguins with a 13-point deficit now. Top of the key, here's Wells. Wells, the left-handed pass over to Ari. Ari with the black hose all the way up to the knees. Ari drives in left side to travel. Thought it was a foul against Masters College. No such luck. I forgot to give a shout-out to Lynn. Okay, I'm going to try and get everybody. I'm going to think if I forgot anybody. Did I say Tootie? I think
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, you said
Tootie. Okay.
28. Interesting
name. Oh, Pat Fahey now gets a rebound after the two ball by Josh Herman does not go. Fahey flips it back outside to Valderrama. Over to the right side now. Penguins with it on offense. Michael Wells, two ball. Had the hands, or the feet, not his hands. His feet were on the three-point line, so he almost had a three-pointer. I'd like to give him 2.5, but I don't think the referees will. Oh, Fahey with another steal. Fahey two in a row. First with a rebound, now just a swiped it. Fahey goes three ball on the way, 21.
Oh! Fat Fahey out of Novato nails it.
Where is our theme music? There it is.
There it is.
Timeout has been called by Masters College fans.
Have you ever used the term brick?
Sure.
Like when someone misses, right?
That's when it's just a poor shot, yeah.
Oh, brick. Okay,
they'll call it a brick, but that's sort of trendy in broadcasting, especially a basketball, to call it a brick.
Oh, I see.
You know, the great John Baker used to call it a brick.
Oh, and like an air ball, he used that too, right?
Well, Baker would call that an oxygen ball back in the day, but yeah, we'd use a... Then there was a couple that we made up, like tray ball. Like we made that one. That's a three-point shot beyond the arc.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of slang for three. I see a lot of the ex-Penguin basketball and sports figures in the house tonight.
Yeah.
What is this, like reunion night or something going on down here?
I think so.
Penguin cheerleaders are in the house. They're about six strong. And I don't know why they didn't take the floor on this timeout. As mentioned, the referee is from the NAIA, sent down from the main offices. Mitch Greenberg, Brian Harrison, and Coben Lopez. Those three gentlemen are in the house, and the sound of that buzzer indicates the end of the timeout. 28-20, the Penguins trailing with 7:05 to go in the first half. Stuart Horn, GPS, radio.dominican.edu, where we are brought to you by the Communications Department. We're under the academic direction of Professor Melba Beals. GPS is graduating next month. How many days left? About 15?
I don't know. I'm not counting. I don't want to count.
All right. GPS was a radio student as a freshman, still as a senior, and graduating midway through. What are you, graduating 6 months early or 6 months late?
6 months early.
Wow. GPS, very smart. No wonder you're a communications major. 28-20. And the Penguins are back on defense. Now Masters fires it across the court. Now they go top of the key. Here goes Durso again. He finally missed one. Man, oh, man. I can't. No, it wasn't Durso. That was Herman. Durso's got five in a row. Herman missed that three ball. 28-20. DU's out of the ball. Fahey now. Right side. That's Pat Fahey. He tries to fire it indoors to Adam Chavez. Chavez couldn't hang on to it. It was a poor pass. Very low. Chavez very tall. Up. And now Tavani comes up on his feet and insists on a traveling call along with everybody else in the Conlin Center. The refs don't call it. And now the putback by 23, Thomas Millar. 30-20, the Penguins trailing. Well, the Penguins got to get it together here. We've only got 6 minutes to go in the first half. Overhead pass now all the way across the court from the Penguins. Nate Rogoff heaves it across the court. Hold it. That can't be Nate Rogoff. He's not on the court. That was Michael Wells who heaved it across the court. Got it up there to Ari Ivintosh, who was then subsequently fouled, subsequent to that heave. And now Pat Fahey is leaving the floor, along with Valderrama, in Nate Rogoff. And another Penguin must have come in. Oh, I see. Fahey didn't actually leave the floor. 30-20, fans. DU Radio worldwide. Ari Ivintosh on the line. And this one goes down for Ari. Nice play for the veteran, Ivintosh. As usual, broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, to all corners of the universe and beyond. Radio.dominican.edu. That one does go down, Ivintosh. Nails them both, 30-22. Penguins on the losing end of this one so far against the Masters Mustangs. Head coach is Chuck Martin. Martin's the only one to call a timeout so far tonight, GPS. Coach Tavani has not yet called a timeout. The Penguins have all their timeouts left for what that's worth. Of course, the Penguins are down by eight. They just want to keep the game rolling. Every time the Penguins score a point, Masters calls a timeout to try and break up the momentum. Oh, and now Chavez swipes it away. Now he forces the issue. Now a floating jumper by Walker. No, Chavez down with it. Walker hit the deck after he missed that one, drifting across the key. Here goes Wells for three. Missed it. Back down with it is Thomas Millar. Millar pretty good on those rebounds. Now Millar sets up the pick. Now goes left side. Dribbling. He goes up with a shot. 2 points, Isaac Nixon missed it. Now Rogoff with a bullet to Ari. Ari with a fake juke off the glass. Hands everywhere. Oh, man, that looked like a goaltend to me, but it didn't go down. Isaac Nixon almost caught that one on the way back down. 30-22. 4:50 to go in the first half. Yes, you may. IM is here at the Opulent Broadcasting Area. GPS is getting those IMs, so keep them clean, fans. GPS, though she's a senior, we like to, you know, this is Dominican. Oh, and now a layup has been placed by Isaac Nixon. Nothing doing. Penguins down with it. Rogoff across the middle. Rogoff is so smooth this year, the junior Rogoff. Well, Rogoff used to have a very herky-jerky motion. Now three ball on the way. Goes Nick. Pat Fahey, tray ball. 30-25. Penguins creeping back into this one. The mighty Dominicans on defense now. Masters College moving from our left to right towards the northern hoop. Masters College now works the perimeter. They fling it back out left side. Long two ball. Oh, no, they called it three by Thomas Millar. And wait a minute. Now whistles are blowing all over the place. And I think they called it a three, but I think they have to correct it. GPS, I was correct. I'm positive that was not a three ball, and I think that's why the whistles went. Let's find out. Yep, they just called it two. I was right again, GPS.
Good job. Wait, isn't Rogoff a senior?
Nate Rogoff. Is that possible? Yeah, he is a senior. You're absolutely right.
All right.
His dad is probably out there going, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Shout out to Dr. Rogoff, who's always listening down in San Luis. 32-25, the Penguins. With the 25 GPS. 4:01 to go in the first half, fans. Our halftime extravaganza, as usual. Our GPS and I will break it down. We'll bring you all the stats. Here's Pat Fahey. Fahey with another tray ball. Holy cow! Fahey brings the Penguins within four. 32-28. Fahey was way out in the right corner that time. Oh, that was sweet. Fahey, one of the best three-point shooters in the Cal Pack last year, and he's followed up just like it this year. Now a whistle as Masters was working the perimeter. Isaac Nixon has it there, and they call it against the Penguins, and the foul has been committed by Ray Chavis. That's Adam Chavis' brother.
There's a lot of siblings here.
Yeah, there are. There are two sets of brothers, and the Chavis brothers and the Fahey brothers. Now the Masters College working around. Here's the perimeter. Three ball. Walker on the way. Yes. Nick Walker from Houston pounds down the tray ball. Way out there, top of the key. Here's Fahey, turnaround jumper. No. Ivan Tosh came raging in. Tried to knock it away, but he knocked it right into the hands of Nixon. Nixon takes it full court. Not even close. Ill-advised. Now up to the top. Here goes Rogoff, sets up the pick. Fahey heaves it across. On the way. Oh, in and out. That was Ray Chavis, went two, couldn't do it. 35-28, about 2.5 to go, GPS. The Penguins got to get it together. They'd like to score something nice before they go into the clubhouse. Oh, and now a great pick and roll is set up. Masters College, they didn't take advantage of it. Here's Walker. Walker flips it out. Walker gets banged around. Thomas Millar for two. It's an easy layup. Getting ready to come in for the DUs. Havlicek, he's sitting in front of the scoring table now. Adam Chavis sets up the pick. Fahey now goes in the corner. It's through Rogoff's fingers, but he gets it back. Now back to the top. Here's Ray Chavis. He gets into the middle. Back to his bro. And Adam Chavis is able to pour it home with a nice left-handed layup. 37-30, 2 minutes. Penguin bench demanding defense. Penguin fans very quiet. A huge crowd here tonight. Several hundred on the Penguin side. And a pretty good crowd on Masters side, too, GPS.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Far away from Santa Fe.
Now the referee is shouting. He's shouting something, and I think it was against the Penguins. Yeah, it's going to... The foul is against the Penguins. That's eight fouls having been committed by the Penguins, seven committed by the Mustangs. And standing at the line now is Isaac Nixon. Nixon, a 6'1" freshman out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And he shanked the first one, GPS. You don't see that too often here. These guys will shoot anywhere from 70 to 75% on the freebies. Nixon misses the first one long and right. 37-30. Here he goes for his second one. They'll be busting in on this one.
No.
He missed them both. Fahey comes down with it. Rogoff now.
Ooh.
Ray Chavis on the way!
Yeah.
Ray Chavis for three. 37-30 is way out there on the right wing.
Nothing but net.
There was nothing but swish. 37-33. Left side now. Here comes Walker. Walker brings it across. Now he gets it off to Zamroz. Zamroz goes top of the key. Here goes Durso, three ball. Oh, six in a row.
That's amazing. Six in a row.
I don't know that I've ever seen six in a row in 7 years. Here goes Fahey for three. Oh, he just missed it to the right. Horseshoe. Well, the Penguins don't want to rely on that three ball all night, although Fahey is a stud when it comes to the trays. Now across the middle, Zamroz. Zamroz has Ari plastered to him. Now he tries to... Oh, now he threw it into the Penguin bench, and it almost hit GPS. Boy, that looked like Isaac Nixon was about to do a stage dive into the broadcasting area.
That would have been pretty cool.
Zamroz threw it away. The Penguins will take that with 1:10 to go. 40-33, the D's trail by 7. Can they get it back to even at least? Now Rogoff brings it up. He dribbles it left hand, holds up the right hand, indicating the play. They flipped it up to Nate. Nate left side. Nate on the wing. He doesn't know what to do with it. 25. He shoots it indoors now. Here's Havlicek. Havlicek throws it back outside, and it goes into the first row of the grandstand. A poor pass by Havlicek. 40-33. 54 seconds to go in the first half. As usual, GPS and I will take a couple minutes at the conclusion of this half, and then once the scoring table presents us with the stat sheet, we'll have our halftime extravaganza live from the Conlin Center. Now we're back underway, fans. Here is Fuka. Fuka shoots it outdoors to Herman. Herman goes right side, Zamroz. Zamroz doesn't know what to do with it. He's got Ari plastered to him. Ari playing some massive D. Now Nate sneaks in. Nate leaves his man for a second. Fuka now between the circles. 14 on the shot clock, 31 overhead. Fuka now drifts it back up to the top. They're just going to kill the clock. Millar, Fuka, 7 on the shot, 24 overhead. Oh, now it's stolen away by Chavez. Chavez brings it across the middle. He doesn't want to run into Fahey. Now he gives it off to Fahey with 18. Shot clock is off. Fahey goes top of the key. 40-33. Here's Nate. Rogoff now slows down surveys. 10 seconds. 9. Nate bounces it into Fahey. 7. Fahey drives in. Fahey with the jumper turnaround. On the way bouncing. 3. 2. Nothing. Masters comes down with it. And that is the end of the first half, fans. The final score of the first half. I shouldn't say final score. Midway score. 40-33.
Not too bad.
Want to give a big shout out down under to David and Teguin Flack. Alistair Flack, our star point guard, has been injured. If you're a regular listener to DU Basketball right here on radio.dominican.edu, then you know Flack will be back. I talked to Alistair Flack right before the game. Figures a couple weeks. That might be a little bit ambitious. He's got a cast on the leg.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he's the guy there with the cast.
Yeah, I saw it. last week he was sporting some ice packs on his ankle.
Yes, he was. He rolled that thing badly. He didn't break it, luckily. Man, that would have been a disaster for the Penguins.
You know what I feel like doing right now? Playing basketball with these little kids. They're good. Look at them.
I probably would have guessed that. That was probably going to be my first guess. There's a lot of little kids out on the floor, as usual, in between halves, fans. All the kids bust out onto the floor. You're listening to live Penguin basketball from the home of the Penguins at the Conlin Center. On the eastern wall of the Conlin Center, GPS and myself, Stuart Horn, broadcasting live from Dominican University of California Radio, .dominican.edu, worldwide broadcast. Very happy to have all you fans with us. The score, 40-33. GPS and I are now going to take a very short timeout. And let's see here. Let me get these songs in order before we do that. A very short timeout, then we'll be back with our halftime extravaganza.
Yippee.
Right here. Yay. Right here on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us.
Monkeys on the loose, just for taking it securely. Monkeys on the loose, just for all men and suffering. Get on the honor that I'm trying to bring up.
Well, I hope not. 43-38 and the end of the timeouts come. We're in the second half, fans. 17-38 to go. 37. Let me correct it. 36. Wait, 35. Okay. Cross the middle now. Masters has it. They try and fire it indoors. Ari Ivintosh steals it away. Chavez now comes up with it, throws it away. Chavez back in the hands of Walker. Goes top of the key. Zamroz. Zamroz slams into Nate Rogoff. No foul. Heaves it across the top. Walker, three ball on the way.
Wow.
Oh, no!
You know, I love how Masters pass to each other. It's so in sync and so confident.
Yeah, yeah. Smooth, effortless. You're absolutely right. Masters, a very good showing so far tonight.
Ooh,
Chavez had it swiped away for an instant, but got it back. Fahey on the way. Air ball. Uh-oh. Well, don't say it like that, GPS, when it's our team.
It's 46.
38. I can't believe Fahey fires up an oxygen ball.
Oxygen ball.
Top of the key now, driving in the lane. Fuca missed it, and Chavez taps it out, but it goes right into the hands of Thomas Millar.
Millar.
Joey Fuca now over to the right side. Walker. He's got Ivintosh Miller against him, and a travel is called on Walker. That's the second one of those walks on Walker. So Chavez will bring it in now on the long end, 46-38. Nate Rogoff brings it across the middle, dribbling left-handed across the insignia, that magnificent D right in the middle of the house with the Penguin logo. Now Chavez out there on the right wing. Good pass indoors to Fahey. Goes left, goes right. Fahey off the glass. Two. 46-40. The Penguins hanging very tough. Masters College with a brilliant first half, including Durso's 6 3 balls in a row.
It does look like Dominican's going to creep up there eventually, hopefully.
I hope you're right. Fahey tries to get one off. Walker with a three ball. Walker with another tray ball. Man, Masters College, I got to give it to him. This is some of the best three-point shooting I've ever seen in 7 years of basketball, GPS.
Seriously.
Here is Ivintosh over in the left corner. Ivintosh throws it away, but luckily for the Penguins, it comes off the knees of Fuca and goes out of bounds. Fuca, the freshman out of Danville. Fuca, Joey Fuca. What are you laughing at?
Fuca, that's an interesting name.
49-40. Here's Chavez. Oh, a brilliant pass in from Michael Wells. Hit Chavez in the lane. No bounce. Fired it up. Chavez 2. Bingo. Done. 49-42. Great behind the back move from Zamroz. He kicks out to Durso, goes three, and Durso finally misses a tray ball, GPS. That might be good for the second half if Durso can go cold, because I've never seen anybody so hot with the three balls as Nate Rogoff slams into Fuca, and Fuca did not give way. The foul is against Fuca. That's two fouls committed by Masters. None committed by the Penguins in the second half. Penguins will bring it in on the long end. They heave it into the middle. Here's Nate Rogoff, who as he lands gingerly looks back, and it's stolen away as Rogoff tried to hit Fahey. Walker comes up with it. He fires over the top to Durso. Durso goes in for the deuce. 49-42, 15 minutes exactly. Penguins can't keep giving the ball away like that. Top of the key now here is Wells. Wells goes left side. Ari goes off the glass from the left side baseline. Good for two. Right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders. 51-44. Now a stutter step by Fuka. Fuka comes across the middle. Picks up the screen by Millar. Left side now Zamras. Three ball on the way. In and out. Tapped out by Fahey. Wells comes down with it. Wells now is bringing it across the middle himself. Wells switches hands. He's got Fuka on him. Chavez indoors. Chavez goes with a two ball on the way. 15 feet, yes. 51-46, a five-point game. Penguins are creeping back, is GPS.
I like that word, creeping. Creep.
Anticipated. You're not referring to me, are you?
No.
Okay, very good. 51-46, 14 minutes to go, fans. Outside, left side, Durso thinks three ball. He missed the last one. Oh. One bounce by Millar. No. Penguins come down with it. Fahey with another rebound. Penguins can get 2 points closer. Here goes Fahey. Outside, kick out now. Wells drives in.
That?
Oh, there's 150 whistles being blown at the same time. And I don't know. The referee is not turned toward the scoring table.
They're smiling, though.
Hand check called on Fuka.
And now what?
That's a foul.
Oh.
And now the Penguins are 7-3.
Oh, okay.
They're bringing in Ray Chavez. He's back in there. Valderrama's come back in. And Havlicek's come back in. Chavez to Chavez on the inbound. Ari Ivantosh has it now right in front of the scoring table. Here's Ray on the way. Air ball. No, he got the backboard. 51-46. Backboard might as well be an air ball. We get no rim. Uh-oh. Now they're asking for the shot clock to be reset. 13.5 to go in the second half of this one. Penguins down by 5. And there's an official timeout to get that shot clock reset at 29. Walker's going to bring it in, and he does so into the backcourt. Isaac Nixon is back in there now for Coach Martin. Right side now, Walker. Stutter step. Walker kicks out to the right. Driving the lane is Durso. He goes back to Walker. Walker misses a jumper. Oh, man, Masters back down with a brilliant save by Millar. Now Josh Herman's got it. Top of the key. He kicks it out to the left side. Isaac Nixon. Now a whistle. Ooh, and Masters hates the call. Whatever it is, I saw them wince.
Yeah. Good for us.
Yeah, good for the Penguins, whatever that means. When the opposition shudders, you know it's good for the DUs. And we've been trailing the entire game. So the Penguins will have it on the long side. There's no pressure in the backcourt. Bringing it across the middle now is Valderrama. He goes up against Walker. He beats Walker nicely and then flips over the top to Havlicek. Top of the key, Ray. Now over to Ari. Left wing. Ari goes back outside to Adam, and Adam walks. See that hand-over-hand indication from the referees, GPS.
Right.
That's the travel signal.
So walking is like taking too many steps forward?
Yes, GPS.
Oh,
walking
it.
And traveling are the same.
Oh.
Rafael Harris has re-entered the game, fans. GPS is learning a little about basketball.
Yeah.
And hopefully all the fans are, too. Now, GPS, do you remember how far the three-point line is? I mentioned it earlier.
15 foot.
19-9,
oh,
but you were
man.
Very close.
Yeah, right.
51-46, and now a foul has been called against the Penguins. As Masters College turned it around, they got it back down the other side. Rafael Harris was the player who was fouled against. Harris will go to the line. Harris is out there with Walker. Isaac Nixon, and who else we got? Millar is still out there, and I'm missing one player who's right now he's hidden behind the jersey of Harris. And that is Josh Herman. All right, so Adam Chavez is coming out of the game, and Fahey's come back in. He's in there with Ari next to him. In the backcourt for the mighty DUs is Valderrama. Here's Harris from the line. He misses this one very deep. Ari comes down with it. Ari swings the elbows and flips it back outside to Valderrama, who comes across the timeline slowly. Now a low bounce pass over to Havlicek. He's got it. Now top of the key. Now they move it back inside. Havlicek drifted in, had a clean shot, missed it. 52-46, 12.5 to go, fans. Now taking it all the way down the other end is Isaac Nixon. Now they're going to slow it back down. Nixon has the top of the key, 52-46. He goes left side, Walker with a jumper, missed it deep. Ari against two of the Mustangs. Now a three ball is on the way by Nixon deep. Nixon going to get his own rebound? No. Nixon lands in the front row, and the Penguins get the ball back. Penguin fans now about 300 strong. They are clapping in delight of that one. This could come right down to the wire, fans. 12 minutes to go, 52-46. Penguins hanging very tough after a brilliant first half by the Mustangs. Now here's Ari. Ivan Tosh. Jukes. Ivan Tosh gets strung up. Now here's a three ball on the way. Chavez! No. That was little Chavez. Ray Chavez. Here's Ari. Chavez is going to do it again. No, he missed this one again. Darn it, two in a row. Ray Chavez from that left corner, both the exact same place. Chavez had two shots on goal from the three-point line. And it's going to be Masters' ball after the foul was called against the Penguins. I didn't see who it was against. Did you catch the number, GPS?
No, I didn't.
All right.
Too fast.
Oftentimes the official will come over to the scorer's table and hold up the fingers, indicating the player that picked up the foul. As Ari Ivantosh goes back to the bench, Ray Chavez is in there as he just missed a pair of them. He's along with Valderrama's on the left side. Valderrama's in there right in front of Havlicek. Uh-oh, Havlicek had to go up against Rafael Harris, about 7-inch difference. There, and the Penguins steal it away. Valderrama's got it on the fast break. Valderrama kicks out right side. On the way, Fahey. Oh, he thought he had it with the limp wrist. Missed it. Back down with it, Isaac Nixon. Nixon goes left side. Oh, and now a foot fake by Josh Herman, but he didn't fake out the referees. He foot faked me, GPS, but he did not fake the referees.
What does that
travel
mean? Oh, travel, okay.
52-46. He slid with that pivot foot.
You've got a good eye.
Just about a foot. Or so. No, I said he juked me, but he didn't get the ref, luckily. Lucky for us. Now the Penguins are working it on the perimeter. In there for the mighty DUs now is Matt Ferreira. He's come back in. Here's Fahey. Fahey flings it to the top. Ray for three on the way. Oh, just off the front of the rim. Tapped on by Masters, not standing on the line. Oh, man. Right at the baseline, Nixon with a great move. Nixon, and now a foul's been called against Havlicek. Havlicek accosted Nixon across the timeline and picked up the foul. That's the third foul for the DUs in the second half. Four committed so far by the Mustangs. At midcourt now, Zamroz brings it in bounds to Isaac Nixon. Mustangs moving from our right to left now, attacking the southern hoop. Uh-oh. And now a trip. An inadvertent trip by Matt Ferreira, and that sent Josh Herman to the floor. They're going to have to get some towels out there. Herman smudged up the floor. Something good there, GPS. He rolled all over the place. These guys are so sweaty.
We need a mop.
Yeah, at least. Several sponges, maybe. Yeah, the refs are out there with the towels. You know, the refs would never do that with their hands. They always throw it down there and then step on the towel and switch it around with their foot. 52-46, fans, with 10:32 to go. GPS and I, happy to be here tonight on this Saturday evening, 17th of November, going into Thanksgiving week. We've got a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if the Penguins can win this game, we'll have even more to be thankful for.
What if they lose?
Well, still, everything's fine. This is not a conference game.
Oh, right, yeah. Just a little warm-up.
Three ball by Herman, deep. Oh, brother. And now Masters gets a put back by Rafael Harris. Harris is 6'7". And now Tavani calls a timeout. I've got a lot to be thankful for. GPS, you must be feeling pretty thankful. You're about to graduate from college.
Definitely, yeah.
Go out into the world, back down south.
Totally.
Head back home.
To mommy and daddy.
Hey, you going to live at home for a while?
Yeah, I love living at home. Are you kidding?
I want to give a shout out to your folks. Could they be listening tonight?
I don't think they're home. They're never home. I don't know where they are. I haven't called them in forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're just trying to squeeze the last few drops out of college life here in your final couple of weeks.
My parents are pretty understanding. Like they think I'm all stressed out, you know, final days of college. So they're giving me some space to breathe.
Well, that's kind of cool of them.
Yeah.
I know you're not stressed out by your radio class.
Oh, I am. Tomorrow I'm going to go to the studio and work endlessly.
What do you mean? I didn't give you that much homework. You'll be done in about 30 or 40 minutes at the most.
That's true, but I like things to be close to perfect.
That's true.
Yeah.
You are a perfectionist. And
I try.
And people, if you, then students, this is actually specifically to students at Dominican University. If you want to be a communications major, It helps if you're a bit of a perfectionist. At least a radio person.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
all
really.
All that pressure, seriously.
Worldwide broadcasting every week. You got to come up with 2 hours of material. GPS is on every Wednesday at noon, from noon to 2.
That's right.
Destination X. You can travel the world from your couch or anywhere else you're listening to your computer. I guess you could travel the world from the bus listening to us on the iPhone.
Oh, yeah. Less technology on the rise there.
Penguins trail by 8 now. 54-46. End of the timeouts come. The DUs are on offense. They need to make something good happen. Here's Valderrama goes top of the key. Penguins heave it across. Ray Chavez now, where it gets it back into the middle. It's 17 on the shot clock. Here goes a three ball on the way by Ferreira. And that's a big three ball for the Penguins. Ferreira hammers a tray. 54-49. Penguins creeping back. Oh, this would be so massive if they could get back into this one. Isaac Nixon now across the middle. Gets it back up to Herman. Left side, almost threw it away. Zamroz. Zamroz has Ray Chavez all over him. The Chavez brothers are very tough. Ari Ivantosh getting ready to come back in. He sits down in front of the scoring table. Almost tripping is Harris. Now he kicks it back off to Nixon. Nixon goes right side. Here's Herman. Herman drives in, one on the shot clock. Boy, I thought that was a delay of game. And now the hammer jam is put down by Rafael Harris, the 6'7" junior. As the first one was missed with 1 second on the shot clock. And then the hammer slam comes down by Harris. That's the first hammer slam we've heard. And a travel's called against the Mustangs, 56-49. Harris pounds down the slam shot. And that's the first one we've seen on, or at least had a chance to broadcast. Kind of wish it had been one of the Penguins that did it, but, you know, the crowd likes it anyway. 56-49, GPS. A very exciting game so far.
Yeah, definitely.
56-49. Yeah. The Penguins are right there.
I've noticed a lot of Penguins have tattoos.
And your point?
And Masters doesn't.
Huh.
Right? Is it me? Or is it...
I don't know. I'm looking down at the Masters bench. I don't see a tattoo as far as I can see.
Yeah.
DU bench are all over the place.
Yeah.
Huh. None in the broadcast area. Not that I know of.
No.
8:45. And now Ari has it on the left wing. Ari on the way. Very short. Oh, man. And the Penguins were in there aggressively trying to get the rebound as Zamroz comes down with it. Now Zamroz with a touch pass. Zamroz goes right side. Missed it. And the put back by Eric Durso goes, but the whistle came before Durso shot it. But I think Zamroz is going to go to the line for two, I believe. Let's check. It's Herman. Fouls against Pat Fahey. Did you see that? He went white, 44. The referee came over, GPS.
And he, oh, okay, for Fahey?
For Fahey, yes. Pat Fahey. Very famous
Pat
DU.
Pat Fahey, from Novato.
That's right. And his brother? Who's his brother? We talked about him earlier.
Nick.
Okay, very good. Next on the... Oh, it is Zamroz on the line. He makes them both. 57-49. Penguins need to pick it up. 8:30 to go. Still plenty of time, fans. And that... When I say fans, that includes GPS. GPS is very nervous. Penguins would love to have a big win tonight. Here's Ray over to the left side. Now Ari drifts in. Back Ray, right corner. Ray thought three, doesn't want to do it. Fires indoor Fahey, two ball on the way, deep. Oh, man, and it's yanked down by Durso. The Penguins don't get any offensive rebounds tonight. Now behind the back, across the middle, Isaac Nixon. Nixon gets it indoors, and now another easy put down by Harris. And Tavani has called a timeout, and Tavani was unhappy with that last turnaround jumper by Harris. Boy, it was such a perfect feed. And Harris got it. Slipped to him. Three Penguins all around him. Harris was all alone under the hoop. And he turned around and smashed it in there. Well, he didn't slam this one. You know, there's a little bit of a... There's some sort of... What's the word I'm looking for? Some sort of an insult when the opposition slams in your house. You know?
Slams the ball?
Yes. When he, you know, he slams it through the hoop.
Oh,
like
oh,
he
yeah,
did
yeah.
earlier.
Right.
It's called the jam shot.
I mean, they're just showing off.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Earlier, it clearly wasn't. There, I think he actually may have had an opportunity to do so, but he didn't do it.
Huh.
He just laid it in there nice and softly. Nicely and softly. And all of a sudden, the Penguins are trailing by 10. It was just 5 a minute ago,
yeah,
GPS.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I was like, what the...
What were you saying?
I was looking at the score, and I was like, wow.
Wow. Man,
yeah.
We're inside of 8 minutes, fan. 7:58 to be exact. 59. 49. Mighty Penguins still in it. They got to get it going, though. Stuart Horn, GPS with you. Radio.Dominican.edu.
That buzzer sure is loud. I can hear it through my headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can hear it through the microphone, but imagine if we didn't have the headphones on, it's... About 10 times louder. It's so loud. It's incredibly loud. I really don't get that in basketball.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go in the NBA, all college, the buzzer is so loud you can hear it a mile away. Why don't they just turn it down halfway? Everybody could still hear it.
I know.
We're back underway now, fans. The clock rolls. Penguins on offense. Here's Ari on the right wing. Ari going back and forth, back and forth. Ivan Tosh drifts, goes baseline. No bucket, no basket, no shot is called. It did go. But they don't give it to him. It's the foul is against Rafael Harris. And Ray Chavez will bring it in. 7:39 to go in this one, fans. Big shout out to Julie Booner, 40th birthday. That's a momentous occasion.
It is.
Sal over to the left side now. The Penguins on offense. They heave it across. Here's Ray. Three ball on the way. Chavez. Oh, he missed it right from the right corner. But the Penguins come down with it. And... Man, oh man, Ferreira came down with it. Got stuffed about 4 times on his way up. That was ugly. Now the shot on goal by Nixon. Penguins scoring table. Doesn't like it. They have to look away. 61-49 as the 3-point play is in effect. The bucket went and the foul was called. 61-49. And here comes Michael Wells in place of Ferreira. Wells, the freshman, a 6-footer out of Claremont. He replaces Ferreira, the 5'10 junior out of Stockton. On the line, Nixon for Masters College. On the way, Nixon rattles around, no. Oh, man, another rebound by Harris. And Nixon has it on offense. He goes right side. Nixon lays it up, nothing. Down with it is Wells. Wells comes down with it. He takes it the length of the court, and now he's going to slow things down. He goes Fahey on the way. 3-ball Fahey. Oh, baby! 61-52 as Pat Fahey cans the tray from straight away. Nixon across the middle now. Masters College is simply bigger. They're just taller than the Penguins all the way around. They're bigger in all ways as... Oh, man.
Ouch.
Ray... No, that was Adam Chavez hit the deck there. Chavez was down for a few seconds, but he's okay. And the foul is called against Chavez. As Chavez blocked the route for Isaac Nixon. Nixon at 6'1". Man, Nixon looks bigger than that. He's just a big dude.
Yeah, you're right. Masters is they're a lot bigger.
Yeah, they're taller and they're bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure of what... let's see here. It doesn't say... What conference they play in. I'm not sure what they play in. Penguins, of course, part of the CalPAC, the NAIA, California Pacific Division. On the way, this one rattles in by Rafael Harris. Well, Harris has done a lot of damage to the Penguins tonight, the junior. At 6'7", man. That's bigger than anybody on the Penguins team by a lot. The exception of Todd Bergman, 6'7" also. Bergman's not seen any action tonight. Penguin bench is loaded, very deep, but no regulars at 6'7", not even close. Got Chavez in there, Trammell at 6'5", Fahey at 6'7". What am I saying? Out on the right wing now, Ray. Now Ari. Ari with the head fake, goes top of the key, Wells. Wells drives in. Wells up against 3 of the Mustangs on the way. There's Chavez with another tray ball. Holy cow, that's 2 in a row for the Penguins. 63-55. 6 minutes to go, fans. Plenty of time. Across the middle, Isaac Nixon flips it out to the right side, Zamros. Pass it back over there Now they're working it. Here's Nixon. Nixon gets Ray Chavez in his face. Chavez gets a block. And I think that Nixon stepped out of play. And the timeout has been called by head coach Chuck Martin. Man, GPS, just when you think the Penguins are about to fall out of it, the Penguins are right back in it. 63-55 fans on radio.dominican.edu.
Hopefully we'll be in it for the long run later on. Hopefully. 55-63, right?
That's right. Penguins trailing. They're down by 8. Roger Goodwin is in the house, fans. For those of you who are wondering, Goodwin getting a little airtime. With 5:53 to go.
Volleyball did real well this season, yeah?
Yeah.
Co-champs with
Menlo.
Menlo, there you go.
That's right. For the first time since Goodwin's been around, co-champions,
right.
Darn it. A co-champs is better than no champ, I guess. 63-55, I wish there was an outright winner. But the Penguins will take it. It's the best season the Goodwins had here.
Yeah.
And now the travel has been called on Eric Durso. Durso's been kind of quiet in the second half after nailing 6 3 balls in the first half consecutively. Now, I've never seen that. Now, several years ago, Penguin women hit 5 in a row, and Katie Christensen hit 5 3 balls in a row. Her mother's still here at the scoring table. Her dad's behind us. 63-55. Katie Christensen hit 5 3 balls in a row at Holy Names. And I was there to call that game. I've never seen 5 in a row except for her.
Crazy.
And now tonight, Durso hit 6. Now here's Fahey with a fake. Outside now, Ray Chavez has it. He flips it back over to Wells. 9 on the shot. Back outside, Ray. 3 ball on the way.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Ray! 2 in a row, Ray. And the Penguins are back in it. They're down by 5. 63-58. We're coming up on 5 minutes. Nixon now across the middle. Nixon slows things down. He's got Wells on him. Penguins in a rhythm. Rafael Harris now throws it out of bounds. Oh, no, it went out off of Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh out there with the black hose all the way up. Every other player in the house, low.
I wonder where he gets those from. They're really cool.
Isaac Nixon. They're kind of furry, too. Isaac Nixon has the ball now across the BU insignia. Penguins trail by only 5. It was 10 a minute ago. Can they get 5 more on him? Now the pick. Penguins on defense. Ooh. I thought that was a travel on Zamraz. The referee came at him. Here goes Nixon. Oh, brother. Nixon with a drifting 3 ball. And that is a momentum killer. 66-58. Fahey thought 3. Didn't want to do it. Goes to Wells. Now back over to Wells. Goes top of the key. Wells thinking about it. Goes between the legs. Kick out to Ari. Ari drives in. Ari thinks 2 ball. Here's Wells for 3 on the way. Oh, in and out. Taken back down by Rafael Harris. Harris with the defensive rebound there. Now Nixon drifts over. Give a shout out to Jay Woe, our normal sports director. Couldn't make it tonight. He's doing something in his cinematography class. Josh Herman now flips it back into the middle. Now with the jumper by Nixon. Missed it very short. Fahey comes down with it. 66-58. We're inside of 4 minutes, folks. The Penguins not in panic mode, but it's getting there. Ray on the way. 3 ball. Ooh, hit the side of the backboard. Here goes Fahey for 2 to follow it up. Pat Fahey for 2. Tavani calls a timeout. And the Penguins are right back in this thing. 66-60 GPS.
Looking good.
Man, oh man. This is nutty going back and forth. Fahey cans the deuce from the top of the key. That was large to keep the Penguins just right on the tails of the Mustangs. Got to grab that Mustang by the mane.
And steer it our way.
Bring him under control.
Definitely. It's going crazy.
He's been a wild horse tonight.
I like how they keep their shoes so clean.
Have you ever seen a penguin ride on the back of a Mustang?
No.
You're about to.
We'll see about that.
66-60. The Penguins are trailing as they have trailed all night. But now it's only 6. It's been up to 10.
I can see a little penguin on a horse.
Yeah, like at a circus. It's going to get to be a circus in here. Like it's not already in the broadcasting area. High atop center court, Stuart Horn. GPS your DU broadcasters. On. Oh, no, and Masters throws it away. Yay. On the inbounds, Ryan Zamros throws it into Herman. Josh Herman tries to fire it back to Zamros, looking the other way. And now the Penguins have it on the short side. It went right into the Penguin bench. 3:37 to go. They go top of the key. Fahey, three ball on the way. Oh, deep. Man, we needed that. Nope, it's taken back down by Herman. Oh, man, Herman gets away with it. Boy, that could have been a fatal error. As Isaac Nixon now has it, Herman flings it across the timeline. 3.5 to go, 66-60. Here's Nixon. Tavani screams out the play. Oh, I thought that was a double dribble, but I guess not. Josh Herman now. Nixon on the left wing. They're trying to kill the clock a little bit. 12 on the shot. Nixon backs all the way up to the insignia. Almost steps backward into the backcourt. Now Nixon goes left, right. Wells, Nixon on the way. Good. Foul. They call the foul against Michael Wells. Wells is pleading his case with the referee. The referee is looking right through him to the scorer's table. Now the referee holds a hand up, enough. Wells is pleading his case from the baseline all the way out to center of the court. And the foul has been called against Ray Chavez, or Adam Chavez, who now fouls out of the game. So a timeout's been called. It's an official timeout when a player has to exit the game, GPS.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. So Fahey's going to be in there along with Valderrama. And Ray Chavez. And let's see. We have Wells is still out there. And Ari Ivintosh. I think Wells may have been trying to protect Chavez, knowing that Chavez had four at the time. But Chavez was rung up, and that hurts because we need the big man in there. 3:01 to go. The Penguins trail by eight. And going to the line is Isaac Nixon. Nixon's a freshman out of Raleigh. So maybe we'll see Nixon again next year when these two teams meet up. Some of the most exciting games in DU history has been against the Masters College Mustangs. Non-conference matchup has just always been great. The last time when Lance Buoncristiani got the game winner on the buzzer, it was about 3 years ago. Here's Fahey. The Penguins got to get it going now. They go back top of the key. No, and now it's stolen away. And they're going to give it back to the Penguins as Ray Chavez got tied up with Ryan Zamros. And it came off of Zamros, who's from Percasey, Pennsylvania, out of Faith Christian High School. 2:50 to go, fam. 69-60. Fahey goes top of the key. Chavez. Now they get it back over to Zamros. No, Penguins have it. What am I saying? Valderrama. Here's Fahey. Now Valderrama on the right wing. Ari goes indoors. Ari's fouled. The Penguins need buckets and fouls right now. Foul's called against Masters. Rafael Harris with the foul. How come Harris doesn't have five? We need to get him out of there. All the rebounding Harris has been doing. Superb rebounder. 6'7", but man, he's got hops. Thin guy. Long arms, pointy elbows. Man, is he tough. 2:38. First one's good, Ari. Yeah, Harris. You got that stat sheet over there. Harris with a whole mess of rebounds in the first half. 69-61. Ari goes back to the line for another one. On the way. Yeah, knocks them both down. No time comes off the clock. And now in the backcourt, Masters just going to eat a little bit of it. 2.5 to go, fan. 69-62. DU's on defense now. Across the middle is Fuca. Fuca flips out right side Zamros. Zamros has Ari on him, but Zamros just going to keep bouncing around. See if he can draw the foul. Penguins down by 7. We're coming up on 2 minutes. Now they're working the perimeter. They flip it back outside. Walker thinks 3-ball. Doesn't want to do anything with it. Walker with 8 on the shot. Drives into the key. Walker is fouled. And again on his back. And one of the Penguins at travel. And that was Ray Chavez. Oh, And Walker came up with the left hand like he really hurt the wrist. Nope, they yanked him. He was saying, I'm all right. But they yanked him anyway, and Isaac Nixon is coming back in his place. He's in there with Fuca, Durso, Zamros. And there's got to be one more because they're allowed to have five. What'd I say, Nixon? I already said him. Who did I miss? Oh, Harris. Okay, Rafael Harris. 2:07, the clock rolls. Penguins down by 7, but the Penguins have the ball. Penguins are 3 scores away from something good right now. That's all we need. Penguins now working the perimeter. We're inside of 2 minutes, fans. Here's Valderrama. Valderrama gets it outside to Ari. Ari to Fahey on the way. Short. Tipped out. 3 Penguins in the vicinity. But instead, it's ripped down by Fuca. 1 minute and 40 seconds. They go under, and here's Rafael Harris with a 2-ball. A perfect feed on the give. 71-62. Penguins down by 9. That's 3 3-pointers right now. Penguins got to start firing the tray as well. There's one. Penguins down by 6 now, 71-65. We're coming up on 1 minute. Masters going to eat some more of it now. Here's Nixon, 28 on the shot clock. Fuca flings it down there to Zamroz. Zamroz drifts into the jumper from the right elbow. In and out and in and out. Oh, no, and there were 4 Penguins there, and somehow we couldn't get the rebound. All the Penguins touched it, and Fuca came down with it. Are you kidding me? Now the Penguins on defense. Here's Zamroz, left side. Zamroz has Valderrama on him. Now Fuca, 20 on the shot clock, 48 overhead. No whistles, are you kidding? 3-ball, thinking about it. Durso doesn't want to do it. Here's a jumper by Zamroz. No, the give inside. Harris with the hammer jam. 73-65, 38 seconds to go. Oh, that's just a killer. Fahey now flings it up. Ray on the way. 3-ball. Oh, high off the rim. It doesn't go. And now a shove is called against Isaac Nixon. The ball is in the air. Nixon was pushing off of everybody. No, that was on Harris. But 30 seconds to go, though. See if Harris fouls out. The Penguins have subbed in Scott Shelton, returning veteran Shelton, in place of Fahey with 30 seconds to go. Rogoff is subbing in, and he'll head in there in place of Ray Chavez, I think. Check it. I don't know who he's going in for. No, he's going in place of Valderrama. Ray Chavez is being replaced by Matt Ferreira. So it's Rogoff, Ferreira, Ivintosh, Shelton, and Wells for the mighty Penguins under head coach Brett Tavani in his third season. 73-65. Ari Ivintosh is going to go to the line. Nate Rogoff is going to hang in the backcourt with Shelton. See if Ari can bring us within 7 now. 73-65. Ari on the way. Yeah, that's good. Ari's just so solid. Returning veterans, Ivintosh. Great player. 73-66, he gets another chance. He bounces it 3 or 4 times at the line. Right foot on the middle. Good. Nothing but swish. Penguins take it, 73-67. Dead ball on the floor. Penguins are going to apply the full court pressure in hopes of making something good happen on the inbounds. They do get it inbounds. They're just going to foul quickly, I bet. Uh-oh. And now Zamroz gets across the middle, and he's fouled by Ari. Penguins with 8 fouls now, and they've just stopped the clock, 27.3 seconds. And what they're hoping for here, GPS, is that Zamroz misses from the line. The Penguins pick up the rebound. Transition quickly to the other end at 73-67. The Dominicans need something good to happen. They've only got 27.3 seconds in which to do it. Here's the first free throw by Zamroz. He missed it. Down with it and a whistle. And it's a Penguin ball. And no time came off the clock, which is very hard to imagine.
There's still hope.
There's still 27.3 seconds. That ball was in play. There had to be at least 3/10 of a second.
I know.
And now a timeout is called because the absolute minimum, according to the rules,
is when
a ball's in play, is 3/10 of a second.
Definitely.
But the Penguins got a break there. They just got a 3/10 of a second break. And that could prove huge for the Dominicans. 73-67. Penguins could use a miracle or two right here.
Yeah, we need to keep holding on to that Mustang. Because remember, we're still riding on top of
that. Oh, that's
them, right,
that's right. The Penguin is precariously balanced. I see Chelsea Whale is up there in the top row. One of the great DU three-point shooters in the history of DU women's basketball. Chelsea Whale is now a teacher at Coleman School. Graduated, I'm going to say she graduated 2 years ago.
Oh. Wait, is she the one braiding that girl's hair?
No, she's all the way up in the top row there.
Oh, okay.
And she's sitting next to some of the ex other DU athletes. But Whale, her folks used to come and listen to the broadcast in the Conlon Center on their laptop.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that was cool. So they would get the simulcast going. Whale is one of the best three-point shooters. I think she wore number 22. 7367 Stuart Horn GPS, radio.dominican.edu. Your radio home of everything Dominican. Or as one of our DJ Sima says, for everything Dominican.
She has a nice voice. I love her voice. So soothing.
Was that a pretty good?
That's pretty good.
Sima?
I'd give it an 8 out of 10. Assassin.
That's a B.
A B is good.
Okay, we're ready to go now. 27, the clock rolls. 73-67. Get rid of our theme music. Over to the right side, Ari. Drives baseline. Ari, 360 off the glass. Oh! Ivan Tosh scores the deuce and gets the tee. And up on his feet comes Coach Tavani. 73-69. The Penguins are right there. 19 seconds to go, fans. Boy, we barely got that theme music off before it was time to get it back on.
I like this song. What is it?
This is just a funky little thing.
Oh.
From Hannah and his brothers. Kind of like that drum beat. That's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
I love this theme music. That's great. Big shout out to Melba Beals, our academic instructor of the communications department.
Look at that girl, damn.
On the Dominican side.
Nowhere, yeah.
Yeah. She's not even a cheerleader, but she's doing the cheers. Well, she's really getting the crowd rocking.
I think she should be on the cheerleading squad. She is good.
She was. She's just up there pumped. Man, oh, man. All right. 73-69, a four-point difference. 19.3 seconds. This is very doable, especially with our head coach, Brett Tavani, at the helm. 4 points is not insurmountable. Man, this would be something. Early Thanksgiving.
73-69. Let's see if we can do it. Hold on.
Here we go, fans. Shot clock is off. There's only 19 seconds to go. Uh-oh.
Is this a wrestling match?
Wells got wrapped up with Fuka, and a whistle blew. Wells hit the floor. Fuka was on top of him. And I'm not sure what happened. The Mustangs were trying to bring the ball in, and it was an off-ball penalty. I mean, the ball wasn't even in play yet. They hadn't even thrown it in, and Fuka's going to go to the line. The ball was never live.
I think it was just a minor stumble, right?
Yeah, it was totally inadvertent, and yet Fuka's going to go to the line. There was 19.3 seconds to go. The ball never came in play. The two guys fell on each other, and they called it against the Penguins, and Fuka misses the first one. And the Penguin fans are happy about that, because that just does not... That call doesn't seem right. Josh Herman comes out of the game. Isaac Nixon is back in there. Thomas Millar has come back in. The second one by Fuka goes down. So now it's a five-point game. The Penguins need points. They need them fast. Here comes Wells. Wells outside. Ivan Tosh. Ivan Tosh helps it in. No. Yes, there's a whistle that's called. And it was blown against Nixon. Nixon did not come set, and Ivan Tosh came up against the line. He's going to shoot two. That'll bring the Penguins within one. Now, he's got to can both of these GPS. That'll bring the Penguins within one score.
Yeah. Let's see if we can do it.
Zamora's getting ready to come in. Check it. That's Herman getting ready to come in for the Mustangs. Valderrama's getting ready to come in for the Penguins. Should Ivan Tosh make the first one? Ari's perfect tonight from the line. Ari Ivan Tosh fans, with the black socks all the way up to the knees. Ivan Tosh on the line, number 12. GPS is here, wearing number, what are you wearing tonight?
Number three. I retired number four.
On the way, Ivan Tosh nails the first one. That must have been made for the Penguins to have any chance whatsoever in this game, 11 and a half seconds to go. As Shelton has come out, Valderrama enters the game, re-enters in his place. Ari now to the line. Penguins need this point. Then they need a defensive stop. Then they need a three ball on the way. Oh, no, he missed it. Now it's down with it. Oh, brother. Fuca gets it, and he's immediately fouled by Nate Rogoff. 9.2 seconds. So that was less than 2 seconds, fans. 74-70. Penguins are still in it. Now, Fuca missed his last one. No, he missed it. He made one of two. He made the second of two last time, Fuca. Now he's back on the line. After Fuca got tied up with Michael Wells before the ball had even come back into play. The ball was out of play. That was a pivotal moment. On the way, Fuca missed it.
9.2 seconds.
Fuca could have put this thing away a couple of times with the free throws. Now, if he misses this one, the Penguins will be in good shape. Oh, no, he canned it. Okay, now it's a 5-point game. Ouch.
So close. Better luck next time, I guess.
Timeout's been called now by head coach Chuck Martin. He's assisted by Chris Connolly. Big shout out to Masters Mustangs fans and alumni worldwide listening tonight on radio.dominican.edu. It's a pleasure to have you along with us. Also a shout out worldwide to the DU alum listening worldwide.
I bet. We've got a lot of alum like around the world, scattered.
And they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And soon to be alum GPS. One more month of classes and she's out of here.
Out of here for good.
You must be excited. I remember the day I graduated. I'll never forget it. When I graduated from DU, one of the greatest days of my life.
Oh, I don't know.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Kind of nervous.
75-70, 9.2 seconds to go. Here we go, fans. Now across the middle, Wells. Wells is flips it off. Ari, three ball on the way. Two. Oh. One. That's game. There's the buzzer, and it didn't matter.
Air ball.
As the shot went up by Ferreira as a Hail Mary. With 1 second to go. Both teams now below five. Good game. Final score, 75-70. GPS, boy, that was a killer.
That was a killer game.
That was a very solid game. The Penguins didn't look all that great. Masters in the first half was just unstoppable.
Yeah.
Eric Durso hit 6 3 balls in a row, fans. That's the first time I've ever seen it. In the Conlon Center, anyway, in 7 years.
Yeah,
I've never seen any player hit 6 in a row.
Back to back, and he shot them pretty fast, too, between each other.
I remember back in the day, Jonathan Weber hitting 8 three-pointers in a game, but never 6 consecutive. And, in fact, Weber, who is the all-time three-point scoring leader, and I think Fahey's going to challenge that this year. Weber, who has a Cal Pack record with 8 in a game, did it 3 different times in his career.
Wow.
But that's back in the day, back when I was a student, right here at good old Dominican University of California. And fans,
pretty awesome.
Big shout out to GPS, because I do believe GPS.
This is my last game?
This may have been your last live broadcast.
No way.
Yeah, the Penguins after tonight, they go to Cal State Stanislaus. Then they go to, they stay there for 2 nights, November 23rd and 24th, and they return December 6th at Maritime Academy.
Oh, you're right, I won't be here.
That's right, December 6th will be the opening night of the conference.
That girl, she's dancing again.
Might have to get her on the radio crew.
I know.
She is very, funny. Very outgoing. And then on December 8th, so it's the 6th of December against Cal State Maritime Academy, the 8th against William Jessup. The Warriors will be in the house. Then they'll play a non-conference game against Southern Oregon. Oh, they're going to be away. These are all away. Maritime, Jessup, Oregon, Oregon Institute of Technology, then at Simpson. So we will not be back home until, then they go to the Holy Names Classic tournament.
Oh.
January 5th, they go to East Bay, so we'll be back home Tuesday, January 8th versus Holy Names. That's our next live broadcast.
Wow. That's
holy
a long
cow.
Way.
We've got over a month off. Man, oh man. What are we going to do, GPS?
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to chill at home.
Yeah, you are with your diploma.
Not yet. I'll get it next year.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll know that you've completed your academic requirements here at DU.
Right on.
That is, if you get through the radio class successfully. We haven't determined that yet.
Huh.
So our next broadcast, fans, will be Tuesday, January 8th. That'll be a CalPAC doubleheader. And the Penguins will already be 6 games into the conference by then. Check it, 5 games. That'll be the 5th game of their conference play. January 8th. So like a month and a half from now.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, it's been a real pleasure, GPS. You've come through beautifully again.
Well,
we expect
you.
No less.
I tried my best. Basketball's not my game, but
well,
I tried.
Seems like you learned a lot tonight.
I did, about traveling, walking.
That's right. Folks, you can hear GPS on Wednesdays at noon, from noon to 2, with her show.
Yep.
Destination X, travel the world from your...
Although not this week. We have a break.
Oh, that's right. We have the break for...
Next week.
Thanksgiving. Yeah,
yeah.
Good call. So I think Monday's the only day that we're going to have our regular student programming.
Right.
And the rest of the week will be replays or Indian unsigned music.
That's
one or the other. And then the following week, GPS will be back on Wednesdays from 12 to 2 with Destination X, travel the world from your living room.
Yep.
All right, folks. That's going to do it. The Penguins lose this one on a nail-biter, 75-70. Masters call is just a little too tough for the Dominicans. So for GPS, for our sports director at the radio station JWO, and our academic advisor, Melba Beals, this is Stuart Horn signing off. Wishing you all a happy and safe Thanksgiving. GPS?
Yep.
Hope you have a nice Thanksgiving and a nice walk back to your dorm room tonight.
Thank you.
A nice safe walk back.
Thanks. I hope I won't get attacked by any deer.
It could happen here at Dominican. That's
could happen.
That happens on occasion. The deer can get very restless. And the rest of the guys up there in Fanjo too.
Well, thank you, sir, for letting me sit in on this game.
Yeah, thanks for helping a lot. Or thanks a lot for helping.
The pleasure is mine. I'm going to miss doing this.
All right, that's it, folks. You heard it here from the Collins Center, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Thanks for listening.